A blind date.
What's wrong, Mike? You appear to be depressed.
I haven't slept in days, and I feel awful. My fiancé and I broke up just before I went to Madrid for the concert.
Why didn't you say something? No wonder your playing sounded so bad. Oh dear, I'm really sorry.
It was an appalling performance, I agree. I was miserable and unhappy, but I had to perform anyway.
Have you been seeing anyone else since you broke up with her?
No, I have been working overtime instead. The conductor was not pleased with my last performance. Besides, don't you think it's too soon?
Not at all. You might just need to get out and socialize. Hey, I've got a fabulous idea.
Oh no, not another one of your ideas. What is it this time?
Do you remember me telling you about Julia, a friend from work?
I think so. Why?
Well, she is single. I could set up the two of you.
A blind date? I tried that when I was younger, and it was a disaster.
Come on, Mike. I'd be helping two friends who will, of course, have a great time together. She has a charming personality, and she also plays the oboe. You can go to the concert in the park on Saturday afternoon. Maybe you can have coffee afterwards.
She plays the oboe? Okay. Let me know when and where to meet her.